4 years old, and little Jimmy had some troubles at night. He thought there were monsters in his closet. In fact, little Jimmy had not given his parents a good night's sleep in almost a month. They had tried everything. They put extra stuffed animals in his bed, hoping that would help him. It didn't work. That they had found a nightlight, Marvel Comics superhero nightlight they turned on at night. Didn't work. The parents, mom and dad, rotated each night. They would fall asleep with little Jimmy. And once he fell asleep, they would slip out of the bed and go on and just crash into their own bed, hoping he would sleep through the night. Still didn't work. They left his door open to his bedroom, hoping that would make him feel more connected with them. Still didn't work. And so one night, little Jimmy had gone off to sleep. Dad had fallen asleep with him, slipped out of the bed while little Jimmy was asleep, slipped into his own bedroom, crashed in the bed, and laid there hoping that Jimmy would sleep through the night. And after the dad had been laying there for a while, just beginning to drift off to sleep, he hears coming down the hallway, "Daddy, I'm scared. I think there are monsters in my closet." And dad thought, you know what? This is a great time to teach little Jimmy a spiritual lesson. So dad hollers back, "Jimmy, don't you know that God is always with you?" Little Jimmy hollers back, "Dad, I can't see God." And dad cries back, "But Jimmy, don't you know that even though you can't see God, He's always with you?" A few moments pass, and the dad's thinking, maybe that worked. Finally, he hears hollering back down the hallway, "Dad, I can't see God. I need somebody with skin on." I think that's probably true for most of us. Most of us would prefer to have someone with skin on to come alongside us, even those times when we know God is with us. Well, for that very purpose, I have some good news for all of you here today. For all of those who have confessed their sin and turned to Christ, for all of those who have been born again through Jesus Christ, at the moment of conversion, God places His Holy Spirit in us. And we have considered over the last couple of weeks how the Holy Spirit began, and we considered last week what it means the Holy Spirit is God. But today, I want to explain to you the person of the Holy Spirit, and I also want to explain to you why that matters to each of us who have the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit who lives in every born-again believer is a person. And this morning, I want to share with you three elements of personhood. You see, it takes certain specific qualifications to be considered a person. And there are three in particular I want to take a look at today. And to do that, we will look in the book of John. The book of John, as we continue in this series, The Perfect Counselor, third message in the series. Hopefully many of you have been following along in your devotional, The Perfect Counselor, and it leads you up to today, the depth there. Many of our small groups are using The Perfect Counselor book to study together, and so hopefully this is helping you to gain a real depth in the person of the Holy Spirit and the idea and the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. So the book of John, the Gospel of John. Now remember, John the writer was the closest friend Jesus had while he walked on earth. And so there are some specific elements and characteristics in the Gospel of John that are unique to any of the other three Gospels because of the intimacy John the person had with Jesus while he walked on earth. Well, as we get to chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, it helps us if you know the scene that we're going to be considering actually began in John chapter 13. In fact, John chapter 13 begins the sequence of conversations and interactions that happen in the upper room the night before Jesus' death. So chapter 13 of John is Jesus gathering with his disciples in the upper room. And in chapter 13, we see them as they gather. Jesus extends the image of servanthood by washing their feet. Many of you have read that passage and that scene, and you know of it. Jesus expresses to them the idea of servanthood. Judas, in chapter 13 of John, is identified as the betrayer, and then he leaves the room going off to kind of follow through his betrayal. Peter, in John chapter 13, declares his loyalty, right? You remember that whole scene where he claims that he could never turn his back on Jesus, and immediately following, Jesus predicts Peter's three betrayals. And then Jesus begins to explain, as we pick up really the end of chapter 13 and the beginning of chapter 14, Jesus begins to explain the fact that he's going to be leaving soon. And I'll be honest with you, when he begins to explain that, it does not go over that well with the disciples. They do not receive it that well. Have you ever known someone who was dear and close to you, who you loved, and you found out maybe they were moving away? You found out maybe that some opportunity had come across in their lives and they were moving far away. And when they first told you, you did not receive it very well. Well, so is the case with Jesus and his disciples. He begins to explain to them that he's about to leave the earth, and they don't receive it very well. And so in order to help them, he begins to explain to them that while he is leaving, he is going to send someone back for them. And not just anyone. Not just any person. He is going to send them back a helper. He is going to send them back a comforter. He is going to send them back a counselor who will come alongside and be with them. And this counselor will essentially replace him in their lives. And this counselor, we have already discovered, is fully God. But today, we are going to consider the person of the Holy Spirit in three characteristics, and we're going to consider why that's important to us. Folks, listen, when this whole thing is done, when this message is done, my prayer is that you will have been impacted by the idea that God Almighty, through the person of the Holy Spirit, is in your life and why that matters. And so John chapter 14, we will look at two pairs of verses. John 14, verses 16 and 17, and then also John 14, verses 26 and 27. So those two pairs of verses we'll consider, but we're looking at three characteristics that I believe help to make up personhood. The first beginning in John 14, verse 16, Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, counselor." It is where I got the idea for the name of this series, the counselor. That is the perfect counselor. Some of you may have had experience either doing counseling. You may have had experience being counseled. Some of you may have actually been involved in counseling with a professional counselor. And I'll tell you this, I believe true biblical counseling is helping people to learn to hear from the Holy Spirit themselves, ultimately. And sometimes we need someone to come alongside us and help us to do that because things are going on in our lives that are topsy-turvy. But still, the Holy Spirit is the perfect counselor. And Jesus says, "I'm going to send him back to you." In fact, just a note, time and time again, the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit as he. The Bible never refers to the Holy Spirit as it. He could not be a person if he were an it. But because he is a he, he is a person. And so verse 16 again, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you." That word abide means to remain. And that term abide is in a verb tense, which means an ongoing activity. So I'm going to send you someone who will come along in your life, and he will walk along the way with you. Oftentimes when I talk to our folks here at Golden Acres, when we're talking together, and some of you have heard me say this, we want to be in step with God. We don't want to walk behind him and lag. We don't want to run out ahead and miss him. We just want to walk in step of him. And the way we do that is through the person who's with us, that is the Holy Spirit. But verse 16, he says, this Holy Spirit will comfort you. He will be the counselor. He will abide with you. And can I suggest to you this? Verse 16 of John chapter 14 explains to us that the Holy Spirit is a person because he identifies with us. He identifies with us. This is, by the way, his empathy. The Holy Spirit comes along into our lives, and he not only stays with us, he identifies with us, and he expresses empathy to us. Now, Some of you may be thinking I'm saying sympathy, and that's not what I'm saying. I am saying empathy. See, sympathy and empathy are two distinct terms. Empathy is not sympathy. Sympathy is feeling bad about something. Empathy is feeling bad, but understanding the feelings and then sharing those difficult times. Sympathy is seeing that commercial with the kind of the Feed the Children program and feeling really bad about children who are starving and then walking away and fixing you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's just, you felt bad for a moment, you had sympathy, then you went on with your life. Empathy is very, very different. Empathy is seeing that, feeling bad, and getting involved in it. Empathy, by the way, is unique to people. Empathy is a unique experience to human beings. If you're watching the Discovery Channel and you see that big lion come up on the little bitty cute bunny rabbit, and the lion, bam, gobbles the bunny rabbit up in three bites, and I guarantee you he doesn't feel a bit bad about it. No empathy there. You see, the Holy Spirit is empathetic to us. He shows empathy. And that's important, ladies and gentlemen. I think of a story involving Booth Tucker. Booth Tucker was the son-in-law to William and Catherine Booth. William and Catherine Booth founded the Salvation Army in the early 1800s, mid-1800s. Booth Tucker would marry their daughter, and he was their son-in-law. One day, Booth Tucker was in Chicago at the Salvation Army Citadel that resides there, and he was preaching an evangelistic outreach service.